So one of the great blessings in my life through, I've been a believer now for more than 60 years. I came to the assurance of my salvation in July 1959, 60 years and 3 months ago. And I'll tell you something, for before that, for many years, I struggled to know whether I was saved. But in the last 60 years and 3 months, not even for a single day did I doubt that I was born again. So people ask me, Brother Zach, are you a Calvinist who believes that once you're saved, you're always saved? No, I'm not. I believe what it says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, that if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence until the end, we shall be made partakers of Christ. And I believe what it says in Revelation 3, 5, he who overcomes, I will not remove his name from the book of life. So I believe people's names can be removed from the book of life. I believe that he who endures to the end will be saved, not others. And I also believe that if we hold fast, then we are made partakers of Christ. Then you say, how can you be so sure that you'll meet the Lord? I said, that's because I have such a personal relationship with the Lord now. What about the other believers? I don't know about them. They may be lost. I don't know about all the others. I don't know, you know about all of you here. You may go to hell. I don't know. I know I will not. How can you say that, Brother Zach? It's like asking me, will you ever divorce your wife? I say, I'm not sure. You think I'll say that? Never. I'm absolutely sure. And I'm absolutely sure the Lord will not divorce me. And then you ask, will your wife divorce you? I'm absolutely sure she'll never divorce me. I'm absolutely sure I will not divorce the Lord. Our relationship is the same. But if you ask me, see that couple that just got married the other day, do you think they will divorce each other? I don't know. I can speak for myself, but I can't speak for that couple or that couple or the other couple. Same way with salvation. I can speak for myself. I am absolutely certain I shall spend eternity with Christ. But I'm not sure of many, many believers around me. You can have that assurance if you have a deep personal relationship with Christ, more intimate than any earthly relationship. That's what's given me a security in my life that's enabled me to speak God's word.